I'm Peter Watchorn from the Lang of the Chamber of Commerce, and my role has been helping fundraise and organise the statue for the town of Leongatha, the Lenny Gwaitha on his horse Ginger Mick, to commemorate this great achievement and this history-making event that he did in 1932, riding his pony along 600 miles to go from Leongatha to Sydney to watch the opening of the Sydney Harbour Bridge when he was 9 years of age. So.
Yeah, it's quite a remarkable story. He was a young child on a farm, was he?
Yeah, he was, and the story says he was given a pony by his dad, and his dad was ill at the time. He did farm work around the house and left school. One of his big things that he wanted to go and see the opening of the Sydney Harbour Bridge, and his dad and mother said, well, if that's what you want to do, off you go and do it. So,
I guess the kids were probably pretty resilient and knew the land a bit better than the nine-year-olds today, but was that normal to send your kids off on trips like that?
Well, I don't think it was a normal event. It was a bit of an adventurous type of boy he was. He must have been pretty well educated on horses to live out there, because he worked on the farm, left school, and then he did all this and got on his pony and just away he went. So it's an amazing story when you think of that happening, but that's what he did. One that you'd think that hopefully one day there might be interest in making a film out of it too.
So I've just got a photo of Lenny here on his horse. He's just got a simple satchel over his shoulder and he's got his boots on. Looks like a pretty average farm kid.
That's him, yeah. He just wanted to do it. I guess it was a big thing at the time, the opening and the structure of the bridge and the Sydney Harbour Bridge being a big event in Australian history, and he wanted to be part of it.
If you think about a nine-year-old doing that sort of trip these days, it'd be complete outrage everywhere. Did he have any dramas on the way?
He went through some of the bushfires over in Traralgon Way at the time, and no doubt there were a few stories there, but I think people knew that he was coming along the way and looked out for him and fed him up and gave him a bed to sleep. And
now I'm just looking here at a map. So he started off obviously in Leongatha. He's gone through Traralgon, Sale, Bairnsdale, Bruthen, Cairn River, up through Bonbala, Cooma, through Canberra.
He met the Prime Minister in Canberra, then on to Goulburn, then up into Sydney that way.
So he's done the coastal route.
That's it, yeah. And then he went home on the
Hume Highway.
Down by the Hume Highway.
Oh, well, he must have been pretty good at map reading. I'm sure he didn't have GPS back then. It was a four-month round trip.
Yep.
He left in February 1932 and he returned in June 1932.
The opening was on the 19th of March 1932. When he got there, he met up with the Sydney people who organised all the event, and I think the Mayor of Sydney met him too, and they put him in the ceremony. So there's actual footage of him riding his pony back in the official opening on the ceremony.
Wow, so he became a bit of a celebrity then.
He did, yeah. I think back then he did. One of his greatest sportsmen at the time was Don Bradman back then, and he got a cricket bat signed by Don Bradman and brought that home on his journey home. I think his mother would like him to come home on the train, but he said, no, I'll be right. So he rode the horse home. And then he arrived back here, and this is as records show, that around on the 10th of June 1932, after 4 months being away from home, Lenny arrived back in Leongatha and was escorted into the town by some of the local councillors and shire president at the time, and they had a reception at the Leongatha Memorial Hall, which about 800 people attended. He was 9 when he left and he was 10 when he got home. Apparently Lenny never made a big deal about the whole story. He just got back to home in Leongatha, went on with life, went to war, fought at war and all that stuff, and he was become an engineer at Holden and lived out his life and never really made a big thing out of it.
And he died in 1992.
Apparently, yeah, that's correct, yeah. Mm. A very quiet, unassuming man, I suppose, but it's been a good story and we want to let the people know and let our kids know the history of this great event.
So what are you actually doing? You've got a statue which is a likeness of Lenny?
Yes, we've got a full bronze statue, the way he's sitting on the horse when he left, on his pony, actually. It's a pony and it's a bronze statue, and we're putting it in the ground in the next few days, and on Saturday we'll actually officially unveil it, and there'll be Lenny's living sisters, Beryl from Queensland, she's 90, Lita, she's from Melbourne, and he's got a daughter and a granddaughter, and they'll be doing the unveiling on the day.
Has anyone actually written a book about it?
There's been two books written. Mary Small, who's a Sydney sider, she wrote Lenny's Ride, and then there's Lenny the Legend, that's written by Stephanie Reeder, and they're both coming on the day, so they'll be both here with books and book signing. We'll have all the dignitaries here, all family, obviously. There's lots of family members. They're all coming. some coming as far away as Darwin. It's going to be a great event for the town. There's also been a play done with the children at Langatha Primary School. They're coming and being involved. We've got a guy who sang a song about Lenny, Bernard Wheatley from Sydney. He's coming down. And we've got the local band, and it's going to be a great day. We have to mention there's been a few people involved with it, and one of the main people there was ex-councillor Bob Newton. It was his idea that this should be remembered and put on the map. So together with the family's surety and another person in Glen Wright, a local person, those are the people that really made the thing happening. And with a local group, we got together and fundraised the money, and with the help via the South Gippslandshire Council, we awarded money off them through a grant, and then the community raised another $30,000, so that was great. Mm.
Do you think that maybe there'll be something up in Sydney about him one day? Maybe near the bridge there might be a reciprocal statue one day?
Well, there could be. Apparently, when you do a walk on the bridge, they do mention Lenny's adventure and ride and what he did, so it's been a big part of Sydney too.